Reloading Masechet Menachos, we'll be concluding the first chapter today. We're in the middle of Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah continues, and says the following. L'echol kezayis b'chutz. A person has the intention to eat a minimal amount, which is a person could get the punishment of kores potentially, but he has the intention of it being eaten b'chutz, or offered, in this case, eaten outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But kezayis l'machar. In addition to that, he has another thought that he's going to eat another kezayis tomorrow. So he has two improper machshavos, two improper thoughts. Furthermore, kezayis l'machar, kezayis b'chutz. If, let's say, he reversed the order, and the first kezayis he had the wrong intention of eating it beyond the amount of time, he's eating it tomorrow, and then afterwards he has another improper thought of b'chutz. So in that situation, we're going to see whether or not a person will get kores for having the improper thought of wishing to eat this mincha offering outside the proper time, or for that matter, kechatzi zayis b'chutz or kezayis v'chatzi zayis l'machar. Person has half and half. Half of it outside, he's going to be eating it. And the other half of the kezayis is going to have a different improper thought. Or for that matter, kechatzi zayis l'machar, kechatzi zayis v'chutz. So in this situation, these two halves can combine to a whole kezayis. And therefore, puzzle. In these cases that we mentioned, a person who would have such a karban, it's an invalid offering, this karban mincha. However, ein bo kares. In this situation, a person who would eat from this will not be chayav kares. And the reason is, as we mentioned before, is there's not just one issue over here of having the improper thought of it being eaten outside the proper time. It was also the improper place. And therefore, since you had two invalidations, thank you. Since there are two improper invalidations, therefore it's so removed from the offering, therefore we say you don't get kores. Omer Behuda zeh klal. Behuda disagrees with the Tanakam and says this is the general rule. Im machashevas hazman kodol machashevas hamakom, pigu v'chayev lo kores. It all depends on the first thing you think of, the first improper thought. So if your first improper thought was the time that I'm going to eat this beyond the prescribed time, eat it tomorrow, then that is considered pigul, you will get kores for it. We don't care what your second thought is. And therefore, for the same reasoning, if your first thought is regarding eating it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then puzzle, that will invalidate the karma in bo kores. You're not going to get kores, even though you had a later improper thought about eating it outside the proper time. But again, we go after the lashon rishon, the first language. The first language is, in this situation, the improper place. And therefore, in that situation, such an improper thought will cause a person to invalidate their karma, not get kares. So chachamim oimrim zev zeh posel v'ein bo kares. The chachamim, as we established before, says no. In both situations, it's true that this offering is invalid. However, there's not going to be kares in either situation because you had two improper thoughts. It concludes the Mishnah and the Perek. The person instead had the following intention to eat on condition, l'echol kachatzi zayis, l'hakter kachatzi zayis, two halves. But here they're completely two separate things. One is regarding eating half of the zayis improperly, or and also half a zayis, another half, burning it in the improper place. Kosher, in this situation, the karmen itself is actually kosher. Because she'en achil of akhtar mitstarfen. These are two completely separate things. In order to invalidate it, you have to have a machshava raw, an improper thought of the wrong place or time, and it has to be for the amount of a kezayis. If your improper thought was less than a kezayis, then it depends on what the avoda is. In this situation, the two avodas that you had two separate improper thoughts about, which were half and half, are two completely separate parts of the avoda. One burning, one eating, and therefore not only would a person not get kares, but in fact the carbon itself is considered to be kosher.